evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Alongside with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we've got another good show on tap for you tonight, including discussions with Northwest volleyball coach Amy Worth, along with volleyball player Miranda Foster. We'll talk golf with Northwest golf coach Andy Peterson, and along with senior golfer Taylor Gard. And also Northwest head football coach Adam Durrell will be joining us live here at Carson's a little bit later during our program. Matt Gorder, another busy week this past week of Northwest Athletics.
Yeah, it was, and a lot more successes that go along with that, and that's what really has made it fun. You know, we mentioned the golf team. They're young, and they're already making progress, and that's great to see, especially with the first-year head coach with Coach Peterson, and then very, very exciting win Tuesday at home for the volleyball team that we'll hear a little bit more about here in just a few minutes. And, of course, the football team with another win last Thursday and a big matchup coming up this week as well. So it's been fun so far, and I think we've got a lot of exciting action coming.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to that Central Missouri matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a team that has come a long way in the last few years, and I think they showed that especially last week. They've got some pretty serious weapons that the Bearcats are going to have to be ready for on Saturday.
Get a reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, screen printing and embroidery, now located at near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore, Maryville. Student body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. And more information at 660-582-2699. Again, as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff here at Carson's for all the work they do during our program. Don't forget, if you have any questions for our guests tonight, pick up a question card and write out your question. We'll pass it along to our guests. And, again, we've got some giveaways that we'll be talking about as the evening goes along as well. So, again, a lot coming up. And if you have any questions that you want to us to pass along to our guests, I see Brent walking right in front of us here in the Bearcat Radio Network shirt, and he'll be able to take care of you there. Coming up next, we'll be talking volleyball as Northwest volleyball coach Amy Worth will join us. That's coming up after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
That was quick.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk volleyball with Northwest Missouri State volleyball coach Amy Worth. Amy, let's get started with Tuesday. What an exciting match that was. You guys got down 2-0 early on to Lindenwood, but a great comeback, and it ended up being a five-set win for the team. What changed? What was it between game 2, 3, 4, and 5 that the team was able to improve?
I think from, you know, the standpoint of what they wanted, they talked about potential and how much more potential we have in between, you know, the second and third set. And I kind of let them just, you know, talk it out before I even, you know, put my two cents in. And they had kind of already made up their mind that they wanted to go out and get the third set. when you play a team that lets you, like, leaves the door open a little bit for you, which Lindenwood did, they didn't play very well in the third set. That allows us to have some hope, and that's what you want, you know. And I know the third set we played really well. You know, we went out and played much better. But, you know, from the third set of finishing it, Lindenwood didn't do that. And so we capitalized on what they were giving us. And anytime you take one set, it gives you hope. And we ran with that. And then I said, let's go for the fourth. And we got the fourth and actually hit in the 300s on the fourth set, you know. And so I knew going into the fifth that we felt pretty confident going into that game.
With a young team, I know we talked earlier this week a lot about this. How do you get a team like that to not only gain momentum, but then keep it? Because that was the important key in the fourth and fifth sets.
Yeah, I think from the standpoint of speaking to the older, more experienced players on the court, you kind of speak to them and leave the younger ones to what they do and keep it simple for them. You know, I didn't tell them to do a lot. I just put a little bit more responsibility on the players that I felt could take the responsibility. But once you get the ball rolling, you know, in volleyball, it's kind of about momentum. And they really wanted it more, and they wanted to keep in that, you know, in that match. And I thought the upperclassmen did a great job of leading us through that.
It seemed like a good crowd out there.
Yep.
Does that energy from that crowd help the team out as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the standpoint of usually what happens between the second and third set is people leave, especially if you're down 0-2. And it was nice to see when we came back out that they were still there. And so, you know, kudos to the fans for sticking around for a five-setter. Volleyball is an interesting sport, very up and down sometimes, and about drives you crazy as a coach or maybe as a fan or a parent. But you have to stick around to see how things end. I think we were up 8-4 at the turn or 8-3 at the turn in the fifth set. They came back and tied it up, and so, you know, still right at the end, it was a cliffhanger. So it's great for fans to stay through that.
It seems like in recent years with rally scoring, you know, it hasn't always been that way, but it seems like that's made it more exciting for fans, maybe a little more nerve-wracking for you guys, but it seems like a more exciting game to watch.
It makes the game faster-paced, so not, you know, you can't. Before, you could only score when you had the serve. And so now, you know, every point someone gets a point, earns that point. So it does put a little bit more of a different coaching spin on it than back in the day when it was just scoring when you had the ball. But it also makes it more exciting for the fans to stick around.
You've been able to get a lot of game action in, of course, with a couple of tournaments to start the season. What have been some of the biggest things you've learned about this team so far?
That we have a lot of depth, you know, in a lot of positions. They're competitors. Every day in practice, I feel like more people are stepping up. They're getting more comfortable, you know, with nine returners and eight new players. It's just really a whole new team this year. So every day you learn more about each new player that's in there, and you know, you grow the relationships that you already have with the returners to kind of try to balance that out with the new players. So, you know, we are a competitive bunch. They don't settle for a lot, which is always nice to be able to coach those type of athletes.
Looks like you've also been able to face some decent competition in some of these matches. How important is that this early?
It's important, especially going into tomorrow. I mean, this first week is a test for a conference. You know, we have three games in the first week, and Washburn and Emporia are the top half of our conference, so we have to be on our A game. And what I told the girls going in is, you know, getting a win against Lindenwood really helps with our confidence going into the weekend.
You get to start conference play with four straight at home. Now, that means you've got a five on the road stretch coming up. But with this group that you've got this year, is it important maybe to get those home matches early in the MIAA?
Yeah, I think it is. I think last year we had, you know, quite the away stretch. You know, I don't think we were home until, you know, the end of September, beginning October. And so for us to be able to almost feel like we get a break this year to start at home, you know, I'm having our girls really think about that and what that feels like to defend our court from the get-go of our MIAA, you know, conference season. So I think it's going to help with their confidence. I think it's going to help with the comfort of them feeling good about playing at home, but know that we've already played on the road. So I think it's going to be a good balance for us.
A Kansas weekend, I guess, at Bearcat Arena.
You're right.
Washburn tomorrow and Emporia State on Saturday evening.
Yep.
What are the challenges that they will bring?
Just consistency. You know, Washburn has played at such a high level, and what makes the difference of winners at the highest level is unforced errors. You know, it's just like any other sport. Turnovers or errors in any other sport does the exact same thing. It gives points away to the other team. And they don't give very many points away to their opponents. So what that forces us to do is earn those points. So that's what we've talked a lot about the last 2 days, you know, in practice preparing them, as nothing's going to be given to us. We have to actually go take it. So it's a different mentality, you know, just from the standpoint of if we want to, you know, our goal is to climb the ladder, to be that top half of the conference. And so for us, we have to think about unforced errors. So we've done a lot more in practice of actually seeing hitting percentages after we play, because we have goals of what we want to be hitting. So it's not, you know, in the dark. They don't know what's happening. They need to be able to think and play at the same time, and that's what the highest level teams do.
When you talk about those teams that don't make mistakes, obviously it can potentially be easier to get frustrated as a team playing against them. And you do have some young players, but it seems like a group that may not be flustered as easy as some other teams that are young.
Yeah, I think, you know, the players that we recruit have played already a high level of club volleyball. And that's really where we do the majority of our recruiting. We do it in the spring where they play on kind of all-star teams. So they're used to playing and being surrounded by players who, you know, probably have gone Division One. And so they've already been competing against people who don't make very many errors. So, you know, that's what we want. We want players that are playing at a high, you know, kids that are being looked at by Division One, that we can get them at Division Two, just because of their experience walking in the gym, you know.
So obviously wins are always a goal, but yep. What's kind of another side goal for this weekend with these two matches?
We have to compete, you know, and there's two ways to look at it. You know, we can let them beat us or they can beat us. And, you know, you never want to look at it as taking a loss at all, but you have to compete. If there's any way to go down, especially against good teams and good teams, the top three teams in this conference, is competing every single point. And like you said, the frustrations are, you know, are they going to be there? Are they not going to be there? And how they deal with those challenges. So the biggest picture of it is, let's compete. Let's take a set away. Once you take a set away, like with Lindenwood, you open doors to be able to take that match away. So it's always a process thing for us, especially with younger players. I don't want to overwhelm them. I want to give them one thing to think about. Let's go focus on that, and then let's think about the next step. And I think that's the best way to go about it.
All right, Coach. Well, good start so far.
Yep.
I know it's going to be an exciting weekend, and even into Tuesday. You've got another home match on Tuesday,
yep,
as well.
West.
So it should be fun several days.
You're hopefully. Right. You're right. It's a busy time of year for us.
That is Amy Wirth, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team. And we're going to continue to talk volleyball when we come back, as Miranda Foster, one of the hitters for the Bearcat volleyball team, will join us. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care, from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCB KRNW. We do have giveaways here tonight, and our first giveaway goes to Haley Rifle. Haley, if you're here, come on down in front of the big screen. Brent's got prizes galore for you to choose from, but Haley Rifle, you're the first winner here tonight on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going to continue to talk volleyball here as Miranda Foster joins us. She's an outside hitter for Northwest Missouri State, a sophomore out of Parker, Colorado. And how exciting was Tuesday, Miranda, with the first home match and getting a win like you guys did?
It was pretty exciting. A little stressful. I feel like we could have taken care of it a little bit sooner, but exciting nonetheless.
What Coach was just mentioning a few minutes ago about how you guys kind of got together as a team between the second and third sets and made the change. What was that discussion like? What did you guys need to do to get that turnaround to happen?
I feel like it had to come from within. Coach can be intense, and she can try and give us the words that we need to hear. But, you know, whenever we hear it from each other and the people that we're on the court with, it kind of makes a little bit more sense, and you have a little bit more of responsibility that you feel like you need to assume in the next set. And we definitely had a bit of tension. You know, we could all feel it, but it was a tension that was necessary, and that pushed us to go get the third set and pushed us to go get the fourth and fifth. So it was pretty tense, but it was a good intensity that led to the win.
Seems like you've got a group this year, you guys, even though you haven't worked together a lot for a long period of time, it looks like you're clicking fairly well. Do you feel like that's happened so far?
Yeah, I do. I feel like everyone has the same drive and the same goals, which really helps, you know, whenever you're all on the same page. I haven't really felt any sort of hesitation when it comes to people wanting to work for each other, and that's a really great feeling. It's kind of rare sometimes, actually.
Coach was talking about the type of volleyball that you guys get to play prior to coming to Northwest. Do you feel like the competition you faced really had you ready for Division II volleyball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, club volleyball, not so much high school, but club volleyball, is you pick and choose girls from across your region to go and compete at a high level against girls that are picked and chosen from their region, like all across the nation. So it's just very widespread, and it's kind of like the best players in your grade that you're going up against. So it's kind of almost like a pre-college competition type thing.
So it kind of gets you used to the traveling and tournament play and things like that, I would assume.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you talk about coming from Parker, Colorado, how'd you find Northwest? What got you here to Northwest Missouri State?
They found me at a tournament, actually, and I had been taking my time, picking my school, actually, because I didn't sign to Northwest until end of February, beginning of March of my senior year. So I really wanted to make sure that I chose the right school, and so I just felt like each school that I had visited prior wasn't the right fit, and finally Northwest contacted me, and I was like, you know, I don't see myself in Missouri, but whatever, I'll go for it. Yeah, so I just came out for an official visit, and it really clicked. I liked the coaches, I liked what they wanted to do with our program, and I liked the girls that were here previously and what they wanted to do with the team, and so I just really fell in love.
I don't know if people really think about that. There's a lot that goes into that decision, isn't there, where you're going to play?
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, it's not just your degree, but it's also like the people, the community you want to live in for 4 years of your life, because I'm not the type of player that's going to go somewhere and then transfer. If I don't like it, you know, I'm going to stick it through, but I want to make sure that I like it. And so there's quite a bit of what's the word I'm looking for?
Things to think about to make that,
There was a word, but oh well.
What was it like with the crowd? I mean, it seemed like a very energetic crowd on Tuesday night. What was it like for you guys?
It was so great. It was honestly a little bit bigger of a crowd than I anticipated, but it helps feed us as a team, because we can try and develop as much energy as we want within ourselves, but it helps whenever you have so much support from familiar faces and people that you know and go to class with or other sports, and they want to come and support you. It's so helpful, and it created a great environment to play in.
I know some athletes will say they don't notice it or don't hear it or don't feel it. What are you like? Do you feel it? Do you get energy out of the crowd?
Yeah, I definitely feel it. I mean, I kind of have my zone, but it's just that overwhelming presence. Like, you have so many people that are here, you know, supporting the pride of Northwest along with you. So it's a great feeling.
We talked about this weekend a couple of good challenges with Washburn and Emporia State. Does that kind of raise the excitement, anticipation level going into those types of matches, knowing it is going to be real good competition?
Yeah. We kind of have to instill in the newer players for sure that this is kind of a big game. You know, we got to get hype. We got to get intense. We got to go after it a little bit harder than we probably think that we need to. But, yeah, there's a lot of anticipation. I'm just hoping that we can get over the home jitters and the nerves that come along with having a younger team, and I think we will.
What are some of the biggest challenges for a new player? When you know, we've talked several times about you guys having a young team. What are some of the challenges that have to be overcome so that you can just go out and perform the way you know you can?
Just knowing that your older teammates and the people that have been here before you are going to have faith in you regardless of if you make a mistake. I know that was one of my big concerns last year as a freshman, being on the court, you know, like, you're obviously new, you know that, but you want to make sure that they're supporting you in developing this experience as a collegiate athlete. So I think that that'll be a big test for us, is just making sure that we're all working together to instill confidence in each other. So.
All right. Well, Miranda, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That is Miranda Foster. She's an outside hitter for the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team. Again, they're in action at home tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Washburn. And then after football, head on over to Bearcat Arena. They will be taking on Emporia State on Saturday at home as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Carson's in downtown Maryville after this on the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Back on our Thursday night schedules. We'll be back on Thursdays the rest of the way here. And before we talk with Andy Peterson, the Northwest Golf Coach, we have a couple more giveaways to announce here. First of all, Kathy Ridnour is the recipient of one of our giveaways, and also Jerry Petland. So Kathy Ridnour and Jerry Petland, come over and see Brent standing over to our left here with the prize box, and check out and pick up your giveaway here. Again, Jerry Petland and also Kathy Ridnour, winners here this evening on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. So Mitch, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Golf Team, Andy Peterson. Andy's also an assistant athletic director for facilities and assistant men's basketball coach. Is there anything else you can kind of pick up in your spare time here now?
I don't know. Coach T hasn't told me yet. but, you know, if you wear enough hats, they can't fire you, because I kind of like to think of myself as irreplaceable doing that. So.
And when you talk about picking up the golf coaching position, it's something that's not entirely unfamiliar for you, coaching golf at the junior college level.
Right. The year I was at SWIC, that was the main one of the main responsibilities they want me to take over, along with being the assistant basketball coach, and then also teaching some classes in the ag department. But, yeah, that year was fun, I guess, just learning, you know, to deal with student athletes and having your own program and being a part of, you know, the whole athletic department, and not, you know, having my own program to run and to deal with, and every aspect of it, with academic monitoring and recruiting, and it all falls on your shoulders when you're the head coach. So that was my first taste of it, and being a part of the golf program in general, you know, that was something that was very familiar to me. So it was interesting the first year, and I'm glad this opportunity came about as well.
And let's just talk about some of the things you've tried to instill in the program since taking over.
Well, just some type of consistency. You know, we had J-Pat obviously started it and got things going in the right direction and got it to grow. And, you know, we have 9 girls on the roster this year, and he recruited all of them and got them into the program and started growing. So just trying to come up with some consistency from J-Pat to myself, but also just with the girls and their schedules and competition and everything that we about, just being consistent, whether it's on the golf course or off the golf course and the academic stuff that we're trying to do, anything and everything, just trying to be consistent and give them a normal college athlete schedule and feel, so that they feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves.
From a conditioning standpoint, is there anything that you can take from your basketball time as an assistant as well as a player there that can bring over to help with conditioning with the golf team here?
Oh yeah, we do sprints on the fairways, just back and forth and all that stuff. Yes and no. I mean, there's certain things with working with Joe Quillen and the guys in the strength room, in the weight room. They're great with understanding different sports and what different sports need. You know, they will, we haven't even really started that yet, just taking the reins so late, and, you know, we didn't really get going, and I don't want the girls to be super sore or anything like that with tournaments back to back and every weekend and stuff. So we'll start that after our fall season gets over. But just talking with Joe and what they've done in the past, and flexibility and range of motion and that kind of stuff, everything that works with your golf swing, you know, they don't need to bulk up and be deadlifting and all and crazy stuff like that. But just help them become better athletes, whether it's range of you know, with their swing, range of motion, or flexibility, whatever they need, just to stay healthy and to stay active, you know. But they have to walk 18 holes and carrying a bag and uphill and downhill. We were down in Tahlequah this last weekend. There were a couple holes that were bears. I mean, straight uphill, and you know, so they've got to be in shape and able to go 2-3 days in a row playing 18 holes and not get tired. And I think we've seen some of that, especially with my younger kids. You know, they're just not used to playing that much golf at that frequency. So it is something that every good program will work on, it, and we will too. We haven't quite gotten to that yet, but we will.
One thing early on during the season you've had to deal with as well is just travel. You're going quite a ways to play in some tournaments. You mentioned being in Tahlequah, Oklahoma last weekend, and then this upcoming weekend you head up north this time around to Marshall, Minnesota for a tournament there. So you're getting a lot of time in the vans getting to these tournaments.
Yeah, and it's been, for me personally, it's been good just to get to know the girls, get to know their personalities, know how to talk to them and with them, you know, kind of what motivates them. Obviously, it's a much different situation, scenario, environment than men's basketball or even men's golf, which what I coached at SWIC. So just getting to know the girls, and obviously 6 hours of windshield time is a good time to do that. Going to Tahlequah and back, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow. We'll leave at 7 a.m. tomorrow and go to Marshall and play practice round tomorrow, and then back-to-back days playing up there. Our other tournaments are Fort Hays and Edmond, Oklahoma. So I don't know who scheduled all these tournaments this fall, but he needs a raise or something. I don't know. Anyway, so we've got a lot of travel time, which is good. Like I said, it's good. It's good for the girls to develop some camaraderie, you know, obviously in a van for that long. If you don't like each other, it's going to be a long trip, but we don't have that. That's not an issue. So it was a lot of fun this weekend, just getting to know each other, and it'll be beneficial down the road.
On the course, what were some of the main things that came out of last weekend's tournament?
Well, we got a lot better from day one to day two, which is great. That's what we want. Obviously, day one wasn't exactly what we thought it would be, but that's okay. You know, just being able to, and it's me too, learning what to say to different, you know, the different personalities to try to get them motivated. You know, I've got a couple girls, Ashley Powers, a senior. She doesn't really get rattled. You know, it's one of those things that she just thinks, oh, I hit a bad shot, oh well, you know, I'll go up and do another one. And then some of the freshmen, you know, it takes a little more, you know, patting on the back and encouragement and just, hey, I'm not mad at you. I know you didn't hit it over there on purpose, you know, whatever it may be. Just to, it's just golf course management, really. So, but learning the personalities and what it takes to encourage and to spur them on, just to keep competing. And I think we're getting better at that, obviously. At both tournaments, we've scored better day two than we have day one. And some of that is adjusting to the course and getting comfortable with the course, but some of it as well is just finding the right buttons to push to make sure that they're focused and ready to go out every day and compete for 5 or 6 hours, however long it takes to play the round, and to stay mentally locked in and focused on what they're trying to do.
Now you go up to Marshall, Minnesota this weekend, and just talk about the things you want to concentrate on this weekend. Going up and seeing a different set of teams up there, and just what are some of the main things you want to accomplish this weekend?
Well, it's kind of the same thing we're after, just to continue to be consistent. I'm kind of a stat guru. I don't know if Coach Mack said that from the last couple of years, but I like to, anything statistical, I'm all about it. So, and the girls have done it for the last few years. They've kept stats, you know, fairways hit, greens hit, how many putts it takes them through the round and everything. So I've been compiling some stats, and we need to get better just hitting the greens. Obviously, that sounds simple. It sounds like in basketball, you know, we need to make more shots, but from my point of view, in my opinion, we're really good on the green, putts and stuff. There's not a lot of three putts. So, you know, two putts isn't bad. You know, most of the time you want one putt, but getting on the green is our key. We went last week, we didn't do too well. We're in the fairways all right, for the most part. But just being comfortable with club selection and just everything to put the ball on the green, and then, you know, to stay away from those double and triple bogeys with two and three putts will be the key for us this weekend, and especially with the course we're playing. It's more of a country club feel, so it's tree lined, a little tighter than Mazingo or the course we played last weekend and Olathe as well 2 weekends ago. So just being calm and comfortable with our iron shots and giving ourselves opportunities to score.
How much of an advantage is it when you have the ability to practice in Maryville at the country club or out at Mazingo, where you have maybe a couple different type of looks that you can practice with?
It's a huge, huge advantage. The course we're just at last weekend was Northeastern State's home course, and they have 18 holes, and they put, I don't know what it was, the Indian Nation down there purchased it a few years ago and put $1.8 million into it to extend, because it was just a 9-hole course, and now it's 18, and it kind of has that feel. The front nine is very much a country club feel, and the back nine is more of an open links course type, you know, wide fairways and open spaces and stuff. So they've got it all in one course. We've got that in two courses, obviously, and we've got 27 holes, and with the Tom Watson Jr. nine that's going out at Mazingo, that'll be that much more beneficial, with, especially for us in practicing, you know, short shots, like I said, iron shots, chipping, putting. You know, it gives you that many more greens to work with, breaks and reading greens and, you know, approach shots. The possibilities are endless. But yeah, going back to having the country club, having Mazingo, two totally different courses, it's huge, and it will be huge down the road as we continue to get established and partner with those people. Mazingo and the city of Maryville is a great sponsor for us, especially as a golf program, but the athletic department as a whole, and the country club as well. They let us go out there. The girls are not members, but they have member benefits, you know, being a part of the Northwest Athletics, and so that's huge for the girls that they've got, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes where they can't get all the way out to Mazingo. They can go, you know, right across the street to the country club and play a couple holes or putt around or chip or whatever they need to do to work on their game. So it's great.
I would imagine that's going to be something, too, that helps out recruiting-wise.
Yeah, and you know, it's especially being on, you know, that close to campus when a girl is on campus at recruit. You know, we could take her to the country club and show, you know, hey, this is one of the courses we're allowed to play on, and then also take them out to Mazingo, and they get the, you know, you see the lake and you see all the people out there fishing and boating and the Moera Challenge courses, all that stuff. And then, obviously, like I said, the Tom Watson, the junior course will be huge. And then Mazingo itself, you know, Mazingo, I don't forget how many years ago it was, is one of the top 50 courses in America, public course, under $50 greens fees. So, you know, it speaks for itself, just going out there and, you know, the scenery, but also the golf. You know, it's a good course. It's kept well. And it's challenging. You know, it's not like you just go out there and shoot below par every time. Depending on where the pins are at and where the, you know, which tee box you're playing from, it can challenge you in a hurry.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
And that's Andy Peterson, the Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf Coach, as we talk golf. And stay tuned. We've got more golf coming up. We'll talk with one of his players, Taylor Gard, who will be joining us right after this timeout. And you're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a couple more giveaways before we talk with Taylor Gard from the Northwest Women's Golf Team. One of the giveaways goes to Trudy Dorrell. So Trudy Dorrell is the winner tonight. And on this next one, if I miss the last name of this, I apologize, but it's I believe it is Jill Whiteford or Whitelock or somewhere along those lines. Jill White... Lock, I believe, but that may not even be close. But anyway, Jill, you're a winner. So come over and see Brent over ways there, and he has all the giveaway items for you there. So, again, as I mentioned, talking with Taylor Gard, a senior golfer, part of the Northwest Golf Team from Chanute, Kansas. And Taylor, a little bit of an adjustment this year with the new coach coming into the program, and just talk a little bit about what Andy's been able to bring to the golf team.
It was interesting starting the year after starting with the same coach after 3 years, but he's been great. He's brought a lot of energy and just really gotten to know us and been a big help on the course and been great at practice and everything, so it's been a really smooth transition.
You're coming off a weekend in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, down at the Northeastern State Tournament, tied for 12th in that event. Just kind of talk about the way that tournament went for you.
The tournament went pretty well. The first day, I didn't finish well at all, and I was a little upset about that and just kind of wanted to improve on the second day. So that helped a lot. I did, and I felt good about that. And my teammates, Brooke Bylan, she improved a ton the second day, which was great for her, and Ashley played well every day and stuff, so it was a really good tournament for us.
Well, that's something that Andy was talking about, how as a team, the tournament so far, you guys have done a much better job on day two than day one.
Mm-hmm. It's day two is always a little easier than day one. You have a feel for the course, you've played it, you know, the green speed and everything, you've kind of got a feel for it, but it would be nice if we could, you know, start shooting the same scores on day one. It'd help us a lot to not be starting so far behind.
Coming in as a senior, what are some of the things you try to do to help maybe some of your younger teammates this season?
I just kind of help them try to feel comfortable. We've been trying to really make our freshmen not get nervous going into the tournaments because I know that that's been a major problem. They've just had a lot of jitters and just trying to calm them down, like during the practice round, like when they get nervous, just kind of reminding them that this isn't any harder than our home course and that, you know, they can do it, and just trying to hang out with them and make them feel like Northwest is their home as well.
You go up to Marshall, Minnesota this weekend. It's a tournament you guys have played in before. What are some of the things you expect out of this tournament?
I think this could be a really good tournament for us. There's some teams that we haven't seen yet this year, and if we play well, we can really make some gains in regional rankings, which would be a really good thing for us at this point in the season. And the weather's going to be nice, which it has not been for the last 2 years. So that's going to be a little bit of an improvement.
Need to bring your winter clothes when you go up that way.
Yeah, right? No joke.
Now, you, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you come to the Northwest program from Chanute, Kansas. What drew you to Northwest and Maryville?
Well, when I was in high school, I played a little bit with Cassie Wolf, who's now graduated, but I had played a few tournaments with her, and she just told me it was a great place to be, and I should come visit, and I came up here, and I just fell in love, and I've been here ever since.
Talk about academics, and what are you studying right now?
I'm a biopsych major, pre-optometry, so currently I'm applying to optometry schools, which is a little nerve-wracking, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do. As I get closer to graduating, I get more confused about what I want to do, I think.
Well, I think that's happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And as far as goals for this year on the golf course, what are the goals that you have?
Ideally, I would like the team to be able to finish, you know, strongly in the conference, top three or five or so. And ideally make it to regionals, but if that doesn't happen, I would also like to make it to regionals personal, like as an individual, if we can't make it as a team. So.
All right. Well, Taylor, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Taylor Gard, a senior golfer for Northwest Missouri State. As we talk golf here this evening, when we come back, we will turn our attention to football and talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KSCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And time now to turn our attention to football as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell, joins us. And Adam, good to have you with us here.
Thanks.
Tonight.
Appreciate it.
Has it felt like a weird start having two Thursday games?
It's been different. It's been, you know, when the week started this week, you kind of like, hey, you got a couple extra days to practice and start getting ready. And then yesterday and today, and it's you kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there. So yeah, it's been unique.
And let's talk about the season up to this point. Obviously, 2-0 going into this weekend's action with Central Missouri. But what are some of the main things that you feel has come out of the first 2 weeks for your team?
Well, I feel like we got better from week one to week two, which is very important in a college football season. You know, I feel like we're progressing with some of our younger guys and our depth, and those are things in the you know, kind of preseason that I really talked about with you guys and other people that we really wanted to try to address with our football team. I feel like we're running the football pretty well right now. And, you know, that's something last year, I don't think we started doing that till mid to late season. And so it's good. I feel like we've kind of picked back up there a little bit. Playing a lot of kids on offense, spreading the ball around a lot, playing good special teams. And then obviously I just think, you know, we're we're not where we want to be defensively, but we're off to a good start. And I just think our D-line's playing really well, our front seven, and it's really carrying into our back end. And I think we're playing really well on defense right now.
You mentioned running the ball well. You've done that without one of the guys that was going to be a top back because he's been hurt. So that's got to be even more encouraging.
Yeah. We're very excited. Bobby's going to be back this week and be ready to go, and he's had a good week of practice. And so, you know, it's I was giving those guys a hard time. A lot of people have kind of like, you know, Thunder and Lightning, Big Bag, and we give our guys a hard time. We got two really big backs, and so we're just go Thunder and Thunder and let them go at it. So, but we're excited to get him out there, and hopefully he can help us.
You've got a freshman running back, too, in Grove that's been giving you some good carries out there.
Yes, he has. He's, he's a young man that was a walk-on here, and we've been very pleased with him. His effort is great. It's consistent, and it's in everything he does, community in the classroom and what we're doing on the football field. And I think he's a young man that's going to have a very good career here before he's done.
You mentioned spreading the ball around. You had 9 different guys catch a ball last week, and that's got to be important in terms of other teams preparing for your offense.
Yeah, it's just really hard, you know, when you're spreading the football around, running and throwing, and there's just things that people can do with coverages if they have a pretty good idea where they know where the ball's going to a guy, and we don't have that. We don't have a guy we're looking to on first down or third downs, and so I just think it makes you that much more dynamic offensively, and it's just it's just hard to prepare for.
Now, each year, each team has kind of its own separate identity. And let's go back to a Thursday night's game and talk about how important that last drive before the half was to score on a long drive and then coming right back out in the third quarter offensively and taking down and getting into the end zone. So those type of drives kind of set maybe the identity for the rest of the season when you convert like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it certainly helps. Let's start with the half. Before half, you know, you simulate those situations as much as you can in practice, but until a kid's out there under the lights with officials and the other team's wearing a different color jersey, those are things that you really have to grow in as an athlete, and obviously you always want to come out on the plus side of that. The last 9 seconds, it wasn't how we wanted it to go, but Brady obviously became an athlete and took off and scored for us, so it was just huge, you know. And then you come out in the third quarter and we get the football and kind of have a botched KOR, kickoff return, and start the ball on the two-yard line and go 98 yards. And those are things that I really felt helped us grow offensively. And I don't think we played real well against Kearney offensively, and it was great to see our offense come back last week.
You've been a team that's been good at and proud of adjustments in game, and that was something that the defense especially did, that sweep that they were hitting. You guys adjusted and were able to shut it down, and they never figured out anything else. What was the adjustment to bring that down?
Well, our guys at a half just said our communication wasn't the best in the first half with each other and with the coaches, and so we really tried to simplify the communication with each other and basically just identified a couple of guys that were going to do the talking, and they talked loud and they talked quick, and that way our guys were able to play fast and get downhill and use their, you know, athletic ability. But I think it was just one of those deals in the first half. We were trying to communicate a little too much, and then the ball was being snapped. The ball's being snapped. You're not ready to play football. It takes away, you know, our athleticism, and we certainly don't want that because we feel like we're very athletic on defense.
You know, one thing in talking with you, too, is not fun to play against an option offense like Missouri Southern for the defense, to where they really have to be disciplined and handle their assignments very well.
No, it's not. You know, the big guys in the top right would tell you it's the last thing a defensive lineman wants to do all day is get his knees chopped and cut blocked. And it's not a sexy football game for those guys by any means, where they know they're going to get a rush to pass or 25, 30 times a game. And that definitely is not it. But, I'm real proud of the way they played. They played hard, and they played with a lot of energy.
I couldn't imagine how they felt. I was getting frustrated in the booth just seeing it happen. I couldn't imagine dealing with it. But one aspect that I thought was big was you talked about the secondary. You got to be careful that you don't get sucked up and then them hit a deep pass. It looked like not only did they do a good job of getting involved in the run game when they needed to, but we didn't see them, obviously, give up a big pass with no completions.
No, it's a unique situation. When we played them down there 2 years ago, they had 0 completions and we had 2 interceptions. And then we turn around last Thursday and they had 0 completions and we had 2 interceptions. And so that's just that's unheard of statistically and in college football, even for an option team. And, you know, they just, our guys just were disciplined. They didn't go to sleep. They kept doing their 111th and doing their job. And they never really, you know, they didn't try much either. So yeah. They kept waiting for them to do it, but they really didn't.
Now, this week, a little bit different type of offense. You play Central Missouri as they come to Bearcat Stadium on Saturday. And one thing, looking at Central Missouri this year, looks like they're doing more on the ground than what they have in the past few years.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're running the football with good efficiency, and LaVance is their tailback. And, you know, he's basically a four-year starter, and he's a kid that's been in their program, and he's kind of their bell cow. And he's running really well right now. The thing that impressed me watching last week's game is that he got better, I thought, as the game went on. And he busted a couple of those runs late in the game. And to me, that's always the sign of a good running back. I think it's easy to go out and run hard in the first, second quarter. And when you got all that energy and your O-line's coming off the ball. But it's a different thing to finish the game. And, you know, he really took over that game last week, and it was 21-21. And so, you know, it says something about him. And they're just really hanging their hat on him right now. They're getting positive yards on first down. It's setting up play action passing for him. They're doing a good job.
You know, we saw a few years ago Coach Svoboda kind of turn the philosophy of Central Missouri into bringing in high school kids, and just very similar to what you guys do. Seems like they're kind of getting to a point where they're starting to reap maybe some of those benefits with the amount of experience that they have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly they took over for coaching staff who averaged, I think, when I figured it up, signing four or five high school kids a year. And so, you know, they walked into a program that had nothing but junior college kids, and they've done a really good job of developing some relationships and getting out and recruiting in high schools, because it takes a lot of work to recruit high school kids. It really does. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of effort. You have to put a good foot forward in everything, not just football. And so, yeah, they've certainly been doing that.
When you go up against a team like this, it goes from a JUCO. From the last couple of weeks, you played teams that really went heavily on the JUCO athletes, to a team that comes in with now you're seeing, as we mentioned, some of the four-year players into their program. Is it a different type of mindset when you go up against a team like that? Do you see them do things maybe a little differently than their team, predominantly JUCO kids?
Yeah, it just... Teams that have, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, with kids that are high school kids, they usually have a little bit more character as far as being able to withstand, you know, bad situations or bad things that happen to them in the game, and they don't get rattled easy, and just because they've been together as a team longer than junior college kids. And so, yeah, they seem to persevere a little bit better, and they seem to handle adversity a little bit more than a team filled with a lot of transfer kids.
We talked about the first home game having a great crowd, an energetic crowd, and how important that was, and my guess is this weekend is going to top that first ball game.
I tell you what, man, we're hoping that. We're very excited. I've been trying to spend the last couple weeks just stopping kids when I cross them on the quad, or we're going up to the Union, and just tell them how much it means to our kids and our coaches to be able to come into a game like that. And, you know, it's funny. I've been talking with Katie at the band, and I think I'm going to get a chance to talk with the band tomorrow, and I'm excited about that. And they have no idea what they do for the atmosphere, I don't think, at Bearcat Stadium. And they bring a lot of energy to our students and to our kids. And so it's just it's a complete effect. It's a complete atmosphere. And we're going to have around 45 potential student-athletes there. It's a big recruiting week for us. It's family week. It's a very, very important week to our football program. And certainly having a large crowd will really help that.
Well, you talk about family weekend being a big weekend for your program. Just kind of talk about some of the things that makes it special for your team.
Well, we have so many, you know, high school kids, like you alluded to, and that's important. A lot of their families mark this to come into town. Obviously, it's the week as a football program where we honor Coach Boswick. We'll wear the red paws and the black jerseys, and, you know, those were his ideas, and that's something he wanted to do. And so we're at that kind of threshold where, you know, our senior class, a lot of those guys were recruited by Scott, so it's a very important week to them. And, you know, a lot of his family's going to be here, and it's just a good week, and it's a good time to be playing football.
It seems like in years past, it usually was around homecoming, there was maybe sometimes a concern for coaching staffs about all the extra stuff going on, that sometimes maybe it was hard to focus on the game. But it seems like all home games are big like this. There's a lot of atmosphere around it. So it seems like something that, I don't know, maybe it's gotten easier to make sure that the guys stay focused, because it is something that you see week in and week out.
Yeah, I think so. I think the other thing is we like to have, you know, fun in our program, and we really stress that with our kids. And so, you know, I'm different. I mean, there'll be alum walking in and out of our locker room an hour before a kick. We might have a youth football team walking in and out of there. We'll have recruits walking in and out of there. And, you know, we want it fun and festive. I do anyway, and I think it's important that you have that in your program. And I think if you approach it that way, then your kids really, it's no big deal to them. And, you know, they have fun with it. And I just think you get a lot more work done that way, and I think it helps really relax kids in big games and in big situations.
What are some of the things you're looking for on the field Saturday with Central?
Well, I think one of the huge things is going to be special teams. Certainly there's things that we can fix with our special teams unit, but I feel like we're playing good football right now with our special teams. I think that could I just think special teams are going to be huge Saturday. I really do. Obviously, there's a potential for bad weather, and anytime you're getting in to rain and wind, and to type of those situations, special teams are huge. And so we've really stressed that this week and really worked on it a lot. So hopefully that'll pay dividends for us. You know, we've got to try to negate his long runs, LaVance's long runs, and try to get them into obvious passing situations and let our, you know, guys up front go get him, go eat, as they say. And then, you know, offensively, I think it's important that we win the turnover battle. I look at some of the things. We have a statistic outside our locker room. It's really cool that since the year 2004, when Northwest Missouri State wins a turnover battle in a game, it's, you know, absurd the amount of games we win. It's, I don't know the exact, but it's like 97% of the time we win the game. So we need to win the turnover battle Saturday.
All right, well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Adam Dorrell. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up from this evening's edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Girl in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
To the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We wrap things up along Matt Warder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we talked a lot about volleyball and football and the golf. I also might mention soccer is going to be on campus this weekend as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A lot of great opportunities to see good athletes. I mean, soccer is obviously off to a great start with just the one loss so far this year. So they had a blast playing on campus last weekend, and I'm sure they will again, and can always use the support.
They play Missouri Western tomorrow at at 5, and then on Sunday they've got Central Missouri. So a lot of activities going on the Northwest campus this weekend.
And a reminder, too, Saturday's volleyball game is free. They've got, of course, the Bearcat football game. Head over to volleyball after Bearcat football's over, and you get in free on Saturday evening. So that'll be a great opportunity as well.
Tell you what, as we look over Brent, he slowly moved further and further away to the left of us as the show's gone along now. So I don't know what that's all about.
Just don't tell him we told Carson to do that for
all
us.
Right. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, as we do every Thursday evening. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat football, Northwest and Central Missouri. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff from Bearcat Stadium. We'll have the broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRW beginning at 12 noon with our pregame activities with Bearcat Game Day. So if you can't make it to the stadium, listen along the Bearcat Radio Network. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Do it for this edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's.
Your source for great music and